A story that is one of the most familiar to us. But the other day was on my heart and mind yesterday as I prepared for today. This is what I felt directed of the Lord to share. And I trust someone will receive the help they need from the Lord this morning. How many believe God is interested in meeting you this morning? I mean, really, isn't that why we're here today? How many really believe God is interested in meeting you? Amen. I believe God knows exactly where we're at in life. And all of us have taken various roads this week to get where we're at. And if we allowed our biographies to be penned of what went on in our life this week, how many know they'd be so very, very different? So very, very different. But I really felt a burden in my heart this week that it may not be everyone that I'm preaching to, but just maybe just someone in particular that feels like they're in a predicament just like this man is. But I really felt directed of the Lord to share this with you today. And I trust you'll let the Lord meet you where you're at, because I believe he's coming to where you are today. I don't believe you're going to have to make your way to him, but I believe he's going to find you where you are at. And then when he gives you the direction, I trust you'll receive from the Lord. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Verse number 5 again. And when Jesus came, notice, to the place where Zacchaeus was, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. I'd like to talk to you today about Zacchaeus, the man who came to watch. The man who came to watch. Now, how many honest people this morning, you just came to watch? I trust we came to do more than just watch. Did you come to do more than just watch what goes on? Amen, amen, amen. I trust you did. I don't want to just be a watcher. How many want to be a participator of what God is trying to do? Amen. May the Lord bless you as you're seated this morning. If you love him, say amen. 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 Just bump that up just a little. The man who came to watch. Zacchaeus. The success story. Zacchaeus, the man who becomes the searcher because he's dissatisfied with where he is in life. And our story concludes as Zacchaeus, the saved man, for Jesus says, today you and your household, salvation has come. Zacchaeus, the success. Notice what the Bible says about him, that he was among the publicans. He's dealing in money. He's a tax collector. Some have suggested that maybe Matthew is the one that witnessed to him that caused or incited this desire to see Jesus. But nonetheless, he is a publican, so he's handling money. But notice what the Bible also says, that he's not just among the publicans, but he is the chief publican. There are those that said that he was the the manager of the Jericho tax office. Some have said, suggested that possibly he was so renowned that he was over a district. But nonetheless, he had sided with the Romans in collecting taxes from the Jews, so he was not a popular man among his home people. The IRS agents are not usually your most favorite people. How many sent a Christmas card to the IRS? How many get some information from the IRS? You'd think, as we support them, we ought to get a Christmas card from the IRS. Somebody said this week, with Ingram, Ralston, and Switzer running that meeting, which we do, it's the IRS, because it seemed like we were taking a lot of money up. But it takes money to run the kingdom of God, does it not? Zacchaeus was successful as far as the world is concerned. Not only did he become part of that publican society, he becomes the chief overall. And the Bible says that financially he's well-to-do, for he is rich. But isn't it amazing, our story unfolds, that this successful man is not satisfied. This man who is the highest he can go on the corporate ladder is not satisfied. This man who has plenty of money is not satisfied. Brings to mind the scripture that says, if a man should gain the whole world and lose his own soul, what has it profited? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. There are a lot of people that are at the highest pinnacle of corporate success. There are a lot of people that have much money and much possessions in the world, but are still searching. They're still looking. And that leads me to what Zacchaeus does next, and that is he begins a search. Something inside of him is not satisfied. That restless spirit inside of him wants to see Jesus. The Bible doesn't tell us that he wants to meet him, that he wants to accept him, but he just wants to see him. Zacchaeus knows there's something more to life than what I have right now. Zacchaeus knows there's something, I can't live the rest of my life in the shape that I'm living right now. And Jesus might possibly be the answer. And I know there are no tax agents in the building today, and as far as corporate success, that's probably irrelevant to where most of us are living. But I really felt the same spirit that caused Zacchaeus to walk out of that tax office and go all the way down to a sycamore tree and climb up it. That same dissatisfied spirit, that same unhappiness, that same restlessness would be in somebody's life today. And I'd like to preach to you that we need to do more than just watch. That I'd really like to preach in such a way that maybe you just come today to watch, but by the time we're done, you're going to do a whole lot more than just get a glimpse of Jesus. But Jesus, the one who really loves you and knows where you're at, is the one that is going to fulfill the longing in your heart. Amen, because I really today, amen, I felt the Holy Ghost confirm this morning that there are those here that really you're not satisfied either. That really you're not happy with the way that your life is turned out. That really we're talking about revival next week, and really you're saying, man, I need a revival more than I need anything else. I need a renewing and a refreshing in the Holy Ghost. And so Zacchaeus, the Bible says that he, matter of fact, he runs in front of the procession. He looks down that dusty road and there's such a huge crowd around Jesus. He runs out in front of the crowd, knowing that he's a little man. He's never going to be able to peer over. He simply crawls up in a tree. Maybe
maybe a sycamore, kind of like a mulberry bush, and he climbs up in that tree that it's low to the ground and it's near to the road and said, this is about as close as I'll ever get to happiness. This is about as close as I'll ever get to being satisfied. That this is about the close as I can get to knowing real joy and real peace. That's where the world will leave you. The world will take you to the edge and try to show you joy and try to show you peace. But really, at the end of the day, you're still dissatisfied. You're still hurting. You're still empty. That you still are doing nothing but watching those that have peace. Isn't that a paradox in this story? That there are those people that are gathered around Jesus that have joy, that have peace, that have just vibrant worship. And there's Zacchaeus, and all he can do is watch. Have you ever been to that point where it seems like those that that have vibrant worship and joy and peace, all you can do is watch them? That you're not part of that crowd that has joy, and you're not part of that crowd that has that worship to the Lord and that are dancing and joyous and lifting up Jesus. You're just kind of on the outside looking in. I help me, Holy Ghost, because I'd really like to reach out to somebody this morning that just like Zacchaeus, he overcomes some problems just to be able to see Jesus. You've went through trouble just to get here this morning. That if you would have been led just by the way you feel, you wouldn't have even come today. You're really just here because you come every Sunday. It's Sunday, you're supposed to go to church, but you really didn't feel like going to church. That really the thing that got you here today is just because it's Sunday, it's a fact, and I should be at church, and I know that. But really, joy and peace and the possibility of something great happening isn't what drew you or drove you to church this morning. You're kind of like Zacchaeus. You're just sitting there watching what might be, just watching what could be, just watching others fall in love with Jesus, watching others worship the Son of God. But oh, today I'd like to tell you that Jesus Christ, in all of his infinite wisdom, amen, he had a divine appointment. Amen. When we get to that moment in just a second, Jesus stops in the middle of that dusty road, and he already knows that Zacchaeus is up that tree. He knows his name. He knows what he's going to say to him. But I've just got to get Zacchaeus to the right point. Amen. I'm trusting Jesus to talk to you in a little while. But I just want to tell you and talk to you a little bit about why you got here and why Zacchaeus would climb up a tree. Because even though you're a chief publican, it doesn't satisfy. Although you've got money in your pocket, it doesn't satisfy. Amen. There's something else longing in life. There's something that's left you hurting and empty. There's something else that has caused you not to have worship and joy and peace and the Holy Ghost. But I'm telling you today, amen, if God loves Zacchaeus enough to stop the whole procession and call him down out of a sycamore tree, I'm telling you, God loves you so much that he'd stop by your pew and call you by name, tell you everything that he needs to tell you. And by the time you leave this building today, you're not leaving dissatisfied, but you're leaving satisfied with Jesus. That you're leaving not unhappy, but you're leaving with happiness and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. The man who came to watch, he's just sitting there waiting, just watching. Sir, may I help you when you go into the store? What do you say? Nah, I'm just kind of looking around. All right, thanks. Have a good day. Zacchaeus, what are you doing? Huh? I'm just here to look around. Not really. Not really. You're the chief publican, but you're miserable. You got more money probably than anybody in that crowd. But you are flat out miserable. That's why you're here, Zacchaeus. But what you don't know, whatever God used to agitate you enough to get you to that point and up that sycamore tree, God used it because he needed to get you to the point. Because here comes Jesus. And there is a point. Notice the Bible said the place. There was a place. There was a divine appointment. Maybe something like February the 1st, 2009. On a Sunday morning. God knew that he needed to get you at a certain point. God knew that you were discontent. God knew that you were unhappy. God knew that the joy of the Lord had faded out of your life. Maybe the events of your life went like they went the last week, the last month, or the last year to get you to that point, that divine appointment where God can get your attention, that instead of just going through the motions and just watching everybody else get blessed and watching everybody else have joy and wondering, will it ever be me? I've spent my life as a tax cheat and I've got money, but I'm miserable. I've got money, but I'm unhappy. I've got everything the world has to offer, but I'm dying miserably inside. But oh, here comes Jesus. Oh, isn't Jesus the answer to every problem? Hallelujah. No matter how low, no matter how far, no matter how hurt, no matter how lost and undone, Jesus is the answer. And Zacchaeus might think, nobody even knows I'm here. I'm so little, nobody even knows I'm here. Or maybe I'm so unliked, I better hide up in this tree. But when Jesus gets to the place, the Bible says, he looks up in the tree and he calls him by name. He's never met him, but he knows everything about him. Oh, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, I'm talking just to you now. I'd really love for the Holy Ghost just to talk to you this morning. I know we're an assembly of a few hundred people here, but really I'd love for the Holy Ghost just to talk to you right now. And I'd love for him to customize this message just for you. Just like when Jesus said, Lazarus, it wasn't Lazarus, was it? Zacchaeus, I'm calling you by name. And really, didn't Jesus love to call people by name? He did. He called Mary by name. He called and sent a specific message for Peter. He loved to call people by their name. Lest you get confused and just be part of the crowd. Zacchaeus, I'm not talking to my disciples. I'm not talking to this multitude that you could not get through. I am talking just to you. And here's what I've got to tell you. I want you to make haste. There's some things we better do right now. If you don't do it right now, I'm going to go on down this dusty road. I'm telling you, God, when he sends an invitation, it's not an invitation that's open-ended, that you can come 6 months later whenever you jolly well feel like it. But when God sends an invitation, it's a right now invitation. It's not a tomorrow. It's not a next week. God doesn't speak about tomorrow. He speaks about right now. He's not talking about revival. He's not talking about camp meeting. But God is interested in this Sunday morning service right now. And he said, Zacchaeus, I need you to make haste. I need you to make up your mind. I need you right now to process. Are you happy being a chief publican? Are you happy with your money? Or are you ready for a change? I come this morning to ask you, are you really happy where you're at? Are you really content with your marriage? Are you really happy with the way life has taken you? If not, then make haste. If not, let's do something about it. If not, he's going to give you directions. You're in for a change. You're in for a rearranging of your life. Make haste. Do it now. Get in a hurry. Well, you know, if God wanted me to, he does. That's why he stopped everybody, looked up into a tree, and talked to a man by name that probably everybody else despised. Probably people in that crowd, he beat them out of their money. Said later on, I'm going to restore fourfold everything that I've stolen. This story concludes with the verse that says, he came seeking to save that which was lost. So there he is. Zacchaeus, here you go. You're going to have to come down. Oh, man. Here we go right now. What are you going to do? You're going to sit in that sycamore tree and let the crowd go by? Or are you going to come down? Are you going to admit in front of every one of those people, I'm miserable, I'm unhappy, and I need Jesus? Or are you going to stay in the sycamore tree? Same question I've got for maybe two or three of you in this building today that have owned my heart. In just a moment when I give this altar call, you going to stay in that sycamore tree? Oh, you're here. You're close enough to hear the worship. You're close enough to see people shout. You're close enough to see people dance in the Holy Ghost. You're close enough to see the choir sing. But you're just kind of living in a sycamore tree. Don't have any joy. Don't have any peace. And I'm telling you, Jesus is coming down the road. And he didn't die upon a cross for you to live in a sycamore tree. Come down, Zacchaeus. I'm going to your house. You and your household, today salvation has come. Come down. Zacchaeus the success becomes Zacchaeus the searcher. But thankfully, he becomes Zacchaeus the shouting, because the Bible said he received him joyfully. 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 Jesus didn't, come on, Zacchaeus. Come on, Zacchaeus. They said that preacher, they got worried about him. Every Monday he went down to the railroad tracks and watched the trains go up and down the tracks. Deacons got worried about him, thought he was getting stressed out. He might be having a nervous breakdown. Half a day on Mondays, he went just up and watched the trains go up and down the track. Finally, one of the deacons went over to his house and said, preacher, we're worried about you. Mondays, you're going down to the train tracks and you're just watching trains go up and down the tracks, sitting there by yourself. Are you all right? He said, I'm fine. I'm fine. Well, why? He said, I just love to go down there and watch those trains go up and down the track, and to watch something move that I don't have to be pulling. Come on, Zacchaeus. Pulling him. No. Make haste.
Make haste. Come on down. I'm glad Zacchaeus got down out of that tree, aren't you? Amen. I'm glad he got saved because it lets me and you know maybe we're not short of stature, but there's other things that try to stop people from getting to Jesus. How many knows bitterness and failure and hurts and sorrow? There's a lot of things that'll try to stop you from getting to Jesus. And if he got past it, you can get past it too. I'd love to see somebody get past what's holding you back. I'd love for somebody today to leave this building with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I really feel like the Lord stopping by your pew right now, and you know you're not happy. You know you don't have the joy of the Lord like you need to. You know you don't have the praise for the Lord like you should. You know that your prayers don't have the fire like they once did. And you don't worship like you once did. And you're tired of living in the sycamore tree. And you're tired of this and you're tired of that. And you just want to get away from it all. I tell you, you don't need to get away. You need to come down and let Jesus go home. I said, let the Prince of Peace go home. Let the giver of joy go home. Let the Savior go home. Let the friend that sticks closer than a brother, let him go home with you. Just come down. Oh, man, I don't know if I want to do that this morning, Pastor. I come down to the altar. Oh, yeah, maybe we'll do that in a moment, but really it's going to have to be more of a in your heart. You're going to have to come down and say, Lord, need to talk to you. Lord, there's some things that are weighing me down. And Lord, I've taken them as far as I can take them. And Lord, I'm ready to give them over. Lord, if I don't come down out of this tree, I'm going to break down under the weight of it all. And Lord, I'm ready to talk to you today. I mean, I really feel like I have the right message, but I'd just like for the Holy Ghost to stop by your pew and to speak to you right now. Call you by name. I know where you're at, he says. I know where you've been. I know what you're feeling, the Holy Ghost says. I know your thoughts. But the Holy Ghost says, I'm here. I'm here to solve the problem. I'm here to solve the issue. I'm here to ask you, will you come down? Will you? Would you bow your heads with me right now? Holy Ghost, help us here. Would you, Brother Mark, come? The rest, would you just be steady for a second? Hallelujah. 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 I've prayed for several of you this week. I'd love to see you receive the joy of the Lord this morning. The process is going on in your mind just like it did Zacchaeus. He was there just to see, just watching. It's the way it's been going for you lately. You just enjoy watching. But come on and be honest with me this morning. You're not happy where you're at. You're just not satisfied. So this next moment or so, I want to ask you, will you come down? I'm going to ask you to come down to this altar, but really before you come to this altar, even to get up out of your seat, you've already had to come down in your heart. So I'm opening this altar this morning right now while the saints of God are praying. I'm not asking you if you want to be saved. I feel like you already are trying to serve God. I just feel like you're not satisfied. You're just discontent with things right now. And you've tried to work it out yourself. You've tried to wrestle it by yourself. And if you don't come down, you're going to break down. I'm not talking about having a nervous breakdown. You just, the weight of it, it's causing you to lose sleep. It's causing you physical harm, relational harm with family. I'm telling you, the devil is in the business of disrupting everything. But right now you're ready to come down. I'm not asking you to do it tonight or next week. I'm telling you to make haste. We need to do it right now. Right now. Today. Today.
When Jesus passes by, the devil trembles, the enemy flees.
Today.
When Jesus
right now.
Comes on
right
the
now.
Scene.
Hallelujah.
Always shine to rain by darkening clouds must
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It always makes a difference when
amen.
Jesus
still got a burden here this morning. I appreciate these that have come this morning. But I really feel like someone else needs to talk to the Lord.
When Jesus passes by,
He's calling you by name.
Trembles,
you say nobody knows. He knows. Nobody knows. He knows. I'm telling you that weight that is upon you could be gone. The weight that you're carrying could be gone. The burden that you're carrying could be gone. He's stopping right where you're at this morning. Make haste.
Touch me now, I pray.
Make haste right now.
So they let him down.
I just got to bare my soul this morning. I really feel like I'm preaching to somebody that's lived for Jesus for a while.
He said, I see men as trees.
I really feel like I'm preaching to somebody that's walked with Jesus for a long time. But if everybody knew the thoughts in your mind of quitting and just throwing in the towel and saying, I've had enough, we'd be shocked. We'd be so surprised. We say, well, I never thought they'd quit. I never thought. And I may not know everything you're going through. I may not even able to call your name. But I'm telling you what I feel this morning in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you that God is pulling for somebody here today. And it doesn't matter if you're young, older, doesn't matter. Your head may be full of gray hairs. I'm telling you, the devil is still trying to disrupt us. And I'm telling you, Jesus wants to talk to you this morning, but you've got to come down. You've isolated yourself. You've pulled away. You're kind of up that tree all by yourself now, and you're wondering, what am I going to do? How did I get here? How did I get here? How did this happen? When did it start? I'm telling you, Jesus says, come on down. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down.